Welcome back to Frank's Backyard. Today we are lucky enough to have a new guitar intro by a wonderful guest artist, CAG. Our neighbor Larry will be dropping by for a very funny ditty, and then we'll move to the seaside village for a new story called Buddy the Deer. Sit back and relax in Frank's Backyard.
Welcome back to Frank's Backyard. Today's adventure brings us right to Frank's backyard, actually. And we're not alone. There seems to be several police and SWAT teams out here. We're not sure exactly what's going on, but for this we know, Frank's going to get a lot more time dedicated to writing his stories. Where he's going. Anyways, sit right back and listen to a tale or two. Hey, Frank, remember, don't drop the soap.
Deer seem to be everywhere in the seaside town. Visitors to the village, or those who had newly relocated, loved to see and were fascinated by the deer who roamed freely. This as opposed to long-time residents who found the animals to be more of a nuisance than anything else. These residents were more concerned about their newly planted garden, surely a bountiful buffet for the deer in spring, or perhaps a dented fender in the waiting during the winter months when car brakes didn't seem to work quite as well as they did in the summer months. From early morning until just before dusk, no matter how you felt about them, the deer were there to see and be seen. Some were great bucks with majestic racks of antlers, telling the world that they were kings of all the neighborhoods and villages alike. Others were mere babies stumbling behind a nervous mother as doe and fawn crossed from road to road and garden to garden. And then there was Buddy. Buddy was a sad young buck who would meander through the streets of the village all alone. He had a limp from his front right leg. His fur was rough and notched. He had only one short and broken little antler left on his head, and everyone would most certainly be able to tell when it was Buddy stopping by a front lawn for a visit. Mrs. Langley was 92 years old, and she felt blessed that she could still tend to her garden, drive to the market for groceries, and generally run her own errands. Feeding the deer was frowned upon in the village, and villagers by and large avoided feeding the deer, and Mrs. Langley was no different. The deer did help themselves, however, to bright and newly planted flowers in spring, even going against the labels that promised deer-proof plants and flowers. The deer had different ideas about these and gobbled them up quite nicely. Buddy showed up in Mrs. Langley's garden late last summer. While she ignored him at first, Mrs. Langley couldn't help but notice as the days went by that his limp worsened, his fur was becoming more notched and rough as the days passed. He had but a little piece of antler left on his head that looked like it would fall off at any moment. "Well, Buddy," she said, officially naming him now, "perhaps with all the flowers gone, we need to get you some nourishment somehow." Mrs. Langley went to her kitchen and had a look around. There, in the fruit basket in the center of her kitchen table, were two bright, red, shiny Honeycrisp apples. She picked them up and took the apples in her hands and walked to her front door and gently tossed the apples out to close where Buddy was standing. Slowly and hesitantly, with his limp more pronounced than ever, Buddy wandered over to where the apples had landed. First with a cautious sniff, then with a gentle lick of his tongue, and finally a small nibble from the apple was taken, and Buddy was all in. He loved apples. Mrs. Langley couldn't help but giggle to herself. She was thoroughly pleased with how much Buddy was enjoying the apples. This went on for a number of days. Mrs. Langley looked for signs of improvement in Buddy's health. She was hoping with the new level of nourishment that somehow Buddy's fur would grow shiny and his limp would grow smaller, but it was not quite the case. As the days got shorter and the nights became colder, it was clear to Mrs. Langley that Buddy was going to need to be fed all winter long. One morning, as Mrs. Langley was rolling apples out to Buddy, she said to him, "Buddy, you have to make me a promise. I will keep you fed all through the autumn and all through the winter, but you must not invite your friends over for apples, as I am only willing to help you out to make sure you get better through the winter." Mrs. Langley had heard of people who fed one deer and then ended up with families of deer on their lawns and in their gardens. As summer faded into fall and fall gave way to winter, a snowstorm fell upon the seaside village. Well, it was very rare to see such an amount of snow. The grass, trees, the streets, the sidewalks were covered, and certainly the gardens were filled with snow, and there was no food at all for the deer to forage. Well, Buddy still made his way to Mrs. Langley's front door every day for apples. She wondered how long he could keep this up in the deep snow, which seemed no signs of slowing down or melting away. In fact, more snow was coming day after day. It snowed so much that there must have been 3 or 4 feet of snow on the ground. No one in the village had ever seen this much snow. There was no grass or leaves for the deer to feed from at all. Mrs. Langley was so happy that she phoned ahead to the market before the snow had come and ordered 3 full bushels of apples so that she could ensure Buddy would be fed through the winter storm. Mrs. Langley liked knowing that feeding Buddy would likely help him to survive the winter, but what about his friends and family? She wondered, how were they doing? Buddy had kept his promise and not brought other deer to the yard for apples. He would always enjoy his 2 apples and then move along. Until the last couple of days, when the storm was at its worst, Buddy would look at the apples and simply nudge them back towards Mrs. Langley's front door. Mrs. Langley gently opened the front door, looked at Buddy and the apples, and said, "Ah, okay then, Buddy, okay then." Then just like that, Buddy moved on again. On the morning when the snow had become the deepest, she waited for Buddy to come around, and he was later than usual. It seemed as though he would not come around at all this day. And as the day went on, she became more and more worried that perhaps Buddy had finally given in to the cold and the deep snow. Then, just before dark, she saw something moving along the street in the distance. They moved in unison. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh my, exclaimed Mrs. Langley. Heads down, bracing from the blowing snow and cold, was a small herd of deer with Buddy leading the way. The herd could see, however dimly and slightly, something in the distance there on Mrs. Langley's front lawn. Red dots in the snow, what looked like hundreds of red dots in the snow. Buddy circled around the herd and nudged the deer toward the dots. For the dots were apples, lots and lots of apples. It was just how Mrs. Langley thought. Buddy would not eat any more apples unless the whole herd could be fed in the storm. He knew she would understand when he stopped eating the apples she put out for him, and sure enough, Mrs. Langley had put plenty of apples out for his family and friends, and they were truly saved. As Mrs. Langley watched the deer eat the last of the apples, she went to her phone and called the market. We'll see you next time in Frank's Backyard.